Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, November 15, 1952, the Barbados Advocate published an editorial highlighting the work of Clement Innes and Clennell Wickham. The article focused on the work these two men had done through the Weekly Herald, a local newspaper. The publication had been the brainchild of Clement Innes and was started in 1919, rapidly becoming a well-respected source of information among the Barbadian populace. According to the publication, Innes started his journalism career at the age of 16 when he joined the Barbados Standard as a junior reporter. He quickly ascended the ranks of that establishment to the position of senior reporter. However, the conservative nature of that news house soon lost its appeal for Innes, resulting in him seeking alternate employment. Within a year, however, his passion for a radical style of journalism led him to establish the Herald. Thus, the article made the claim that, quote, within a few months of his start, Innes had the world of local journalism aflutter with the methods of his new venture, end quote. The more experienced newspaper men in the country expressed their concern that Innes's bold style would lead to disaster for the paper. Their caution was not unfounded, as it was only the assistance of a local businessman that saved the Herald on one occasion later on. The author of the article further opined that the establishment of this newspaper brought Barbados, quote, under the worldwide influence of the democratic movement and to effect a complete change in the political outlook of the island, end quote. When Innes died in 1928, his assistant Clennell Wickham, whom the author of this article felt had taken the publication to another level, took over the leadership of the Herald. According to the editorial, Wickham's time overseas and his love of reading had produced, quote, a rare combination, the soldier who was willing to die in battle and the journalist who was not afraid to tell the truth in politics, end quote. It was this dynamic, however, that eventually led to the demise of the Herald in 1930. Wickham's response to one of his detractors led to a libel lawsuit that resulted in the Herald being bankrupted and forced to close. Now devoid of any other opportunities to work in the journalism sector in Barbados, Wickham eventually accepted an opportunity to work with T. Marischal in Grenada. Today, Clennell Wickham is remembered by the Lewis Wickham Boardwalk along the Wharf Road in Bridgetown.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.